אתם עם SBS בעברית.
Shalom, Australia. I think we'll start with the latest on the COVID and the lockdowns. In Sydney, a string of popular venues in city's eastern suburbs were listed as COVID-19 hotspots, and including an entire apartment block in Bondi Junction being placed under lockdown and police guard, and stay-at-home orders for Greater Sydney were extended for at least 2 weeks. It comes as the Jewish News reveals that a prominent Jewish GP in Rose Bay is currently battling the virus in intensive care at St. Vincent's Hospital, and he's urging the community to value your life. While a Jewish father and daughter opened up about their own experiences with COVID-19. On Wednesday morning, the state government announced, given the ongoing number of cases in the community, which was nearing the 900 mark since the outbreak in Bondi began last month, the current lockdown would be extended and school students would have to spend the first part of the new school term working, studying from home. Meanwhile, residents in Bondi Junction were put on alert with an apartment complex in Botany Street, consisting of 29 units, being put into lockdown. And the warnings come as father and his daughter mentioned earlier, who were asymptomatic but had the virus and had already had the vaccine. They told the Jewish News anyone who can get vaccinated really should get vaccinated, because that's what saved me from getting sick.
Did they pass the virus to others? What's the story of the father and daughter?
Yes, so it was a real estate agent, Elaine Waitsman. So he contracted COVID from his 25-year-old daughter, Claudia, after she visited a Joe Bailey hair salon in Double Bay last month. So that's how he got it, and obviously they self-isolated. But I think we understand that because he had vaccine, he didn't get sick. And so that's the big message, because as many people might see on the news lately, there's quite a few number of people in intensive care, including most of them are elderly, but there's actually some who are quite young. I'm talking like under 30, which wasn't the case previously, but this strain, this Delta strain, obviously very different from previous strains. It spreads more easily, but it can also affect people of all ages.
I must say that this Delta strain that originated from India is causing a lot of trouble around the world, because this is a new wave of COVID-19, the new variant of COVID-19 that now is claiming more victims.
And it's also reached some cases in Melbourne just in the last few days. And so that city is preparing most likely for possibly another lockdown to stop the further spread of the virus there.
And we are talking to Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist at the Australian Jewish News, and you are listening to SBS Australian Jewish Update with Nitza Lowenstein. Shane, there are other things happening in the community. First of all, it's interesting the Labour Party policy that's on the front page of the AJN.
Yes, the opposition leader, Anthony Albanese, he spoke at a Zoom event hosted by Executive Council of Australian Jewry, co-CEO Peter Wertheim, and more than 70 members of the Jewish community tuned in. And so he vehemently condemned anti-Semitism and boycotts of Israel, and also the apartheid slur. But he failed to provide clarity on whether federal Labor, would recognise a Palestinian state if elected to government. He did say that recognising Israel was created as a Jewish state, and to pretend that wasn't the case is ahistorical. But while clear on that, he was less so when asked whether Labor would recognise, as I mentioned, a Palestinian state. As he said, we wouldn't take any action without consulting relevant organisations and nations across the board, including the Jewish community, including Israel, and also including the Palestinian community. And when Wertheim pointed out Israel's peace offers of 2000, 2001 and 2008, which were rejected by the Palestinian Authority, Albanese agreed, saying it was a tragedy that those opportunities have been lost. Addressing the recent Israel-Hamas conflict, he called the indiscriminate firing of rockets into Israel counterproductive, but he said he wouldn't shy away from criticising Israel, which he did at points in the interview, mentioning that he had been critical of the annexation of the West Bank and actions taken in East Jerusalem. However, he did not mention Hamas, its terrorist status, or Hamas's many atrocities outside or apart from rocket fire. He also addressed a motion endorsing a boycott of Israel that is to be put to the New South Wales Labor Conference in September with the backing of Bob Carr. He said about that, not a single member of my caucus supports that motion. And he also added that he's very supportive of specifically identifying anti-Semitism like other forms of racism, and that anti-Semitism should be talked about and should be taught about, and said a Labor government would endorse the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance definition of anti-Semitism.
Shane, you were talking now about the Labour Party, the opposition, the leader of the opposition, stating their approach or policies towards the Middle East, towards Israel. But it's interesting what happened in Melbourne. Just a Melbourne council taking a stand on international politics?
Yes, it's a Darabin Council in Melbourne passed a resolution on the recent conflict with no mention of Hamas, but a clear disdain for the actions of Israel and the IDF. It was put forward by independent Deputy Mayor Gaetano Greco, and the motion was called Palestine was passed by Darabin's Labor, Greens and Independent councillors, while independent Susan Rennie was the only council member to abstain from voting, and she told the Jewish News, "I was not comfortable being called upon to pass judgment on a complex foreign affairs matter." While the motion states that the council stands in solidarity with both the Palestinian and Israeli communities in the municipality, a further line reads that the council stands with the, quote, Palestinian community, who are calling for their basic human rights in the occupied territories to be respected in accordance with international law. And it was failing to mention any of the atrocities committed by Hamas. The motion also, quote, condemns the threatened evictions of Palestinian families from East Jerusalem's Sheikh Jarrah.
That's really worrying, Shane, because they didn't show any, or they didn't express any interest in other foreign policies or international politics, and they take a stand when it comes to Israel.
Yes, an Anti-Defamation Commission chair, Davir Abramovich, is calling on that council to apologise and to rescind the motion. He said, they're quick to condemn Israel, but the motion does not even contain a peep about the raining of rockets down on Israeli civilian centres by Hamas, which is a terrorist group committed to Israel's destruction.
Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist at the Australian Jewish News. Thank you so much and have a great week. עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.